Healthcare Financing Explained. Welcome to this episode on health financing and revenue sources from our health system series. Today, we will explore the foundational elements of health financing and the diverse sources of revenue, which is critical to sustaining healthcare systems around the globe. From government funding, private insurance, out-of-pocket payments, and international aid, understanding these various financial streams is essential for anyone involved in healthcare, policy, or anyone who wants to understand how their care is financed. This health system series explores the different components of healthcare systems around the world through a health economics lens. Health financing explained. Healthcare financing is a critical enabler of universal health coverage. It ensures that people can access the universal coverage for the health services they need without suffering financial hardship. The focus of this economic lens is on the financing element. How is healthcare financed? There are many different ways to achieve universal health coverage, but all require a mix of financing mechanisms. The most common way to finance healthcare is through a mix of public and private sources. General taxation, government transfers. This is the most common method of health financing in high-income countries. Taxes can be used to finance healthcare directly, or they can be used to co-fund social health insurance programs. Social health insurance. This is when people contribute to a pool of funds that is used to pay for healthcare services. In many countries, social health insurance is mandatory for all citizens or residents. This is another common method of health financing in high-income countries. External aid and philanthropy. This is when people or organizations donate money or resources to support healthcare services. This is an important source of health financing for many healthcare organizations, especially in low and middle-income countries. Examples of healthcare organizations that rely heavily on philanthropy include Médecins Sans Frontières, the Global Fund, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Voluntary health insurance. This is when people purchase insurance schemes voluntarily. This is often from a private company to cover healthcare costs. This method of health financing is common in countries with a mix of public and private healthcare and is used proportionately more in upper-middle-income countries than elsewhere. Out-of-pocket payments. This is when people pay for healthcare services directly from their own pockets. This is often done for services that are not covered by social health insurance. Using finance to classify health systems. There are three common models which combine these health financing models and are often used to classify health systems. The Beveridge Model. The Beveridge Model, named after Sir William Beveridge, also known as the National Health Service Model, is a healthcare system where healthcare is provided by the government and funded by taxation. This system is common in many European countries, such as the United Kingdom, France, Spain, and Portugal. In this model, healthcare is mainly available free at the point of use. The Bismarck Model. The Bismarck Model, named after Otto von Bismarck, also known as the Social Health Insurance Model, is a healthcare system where healthcare is provided by the government and funded by social health insurance contributions. Some of these systems have many insurers, but the prices and health benefit packages are heavily regulated or mandated by the government. This system is common in many European countries, such as Germany, Belgium, and Switzerland. This model works well for the employed, but it requires a financial safety net for unemployed, retired, and other citizens who are unable to afford contributions. The National Insurance Model. The National Insurance Model, also known as the Mixed Public-Private Model, is a healthcare system where healthcare is provided by both the government and private sector. In general, however, the financing comes from government-run insurance programs that every citizen pays into. This system is common in many countries, such as Canada and the United States of America, also known as Medicare. Why can't we rely on out-of-pocket payments to finance healthcare? There are several challenges associated with financing healthcare solely through out-of-pocket payments. Catastrophic health spending. This is when healthcare costs exceed what a household can afford to pay. This can lead to financial hardship and even poverty. The World Health Organization and the World Bank Monitoring Report on Financial Protection 2021 report catastrophic health spending using two thresholds. When out-of-pocket expenditure is above 10% or 25% of household income. Some studies have used different indicators, for example, where out-of-pocket spending is above 40% of non-food consumption. The table below shows that the size of the population facing catastrophic health expenditure was increasing even before the COVID-19 pandemic. Impoverished health spending. This is when healthcare costs push a household into poverty. This occurs when out-of-pocket healthcare expenditure exceeds a household's capacity to pay, and they're forced to use other means such as selling assets to pay for healthcare. As with catastrophic health spending, the incidence of impoverishing health spending is increasing. The numbers impoverished by out-of-pocket health spending have increased from 91 million in 2002 to 172 million in 2017. Systems that over-rely on out-of-pocket payments for health financing are likely to experience increased health inequality, poverty, and relatively poor health outcomes. Sustainability. Healthcare systems need to be sustainably financed to be sustainable in the long run. This means ensuring that there is a steady and adequate flow of resources to cover healthcare costs. Healthcare systems that are over-reliant on out-of-pocket payments are not sustainable because they rely on people being able to pay for healthcare services when they need them. Why can't we rely solely on private health insurance to finance healthcare? Countries with mature health insurance models, such as the United States of America, have a wide range of choices available to citizens in terms of health plans. Plans can vary in terms of the level of deductibles, the level of co-payments, the availability of catastrophic expenditure protection, the choice of provider system, and what doctors the individual can see. There are challenges with health insurance, which can make it difficult for everyone to obtain and maintain coverage. These challenges include the cost of premiums. Health insurance premiums can be very expensive, especially for those on low incomes. This can make it difficult for people to afford coverage. The cost of deductibles and co-payments. Deductibles and co-payments can also be very expensive, which can make it difficult for people to afford healthcare. Pre-existing conditions. People with pre-existing medical conditions often have difficulty obtaining health insurance coverage. This is because insurance companies may view them as being too high risk and therefore not worth insuring. Access to healthcare. Even if people have health insurance, they may not have access to healthcare. This is because there may not be any healthcare providers in their area who accept their insurance. Cancellation of coverage. Health insurance companies can cancel people's coverage if they get sick or have an accident. This can leave people without healthcare and struggling to pay medical bills. Health insurance coverage can also simply expire, which can leave people without healthcare. This can be a problem for people who have chronic conditions or who need ongoing treatment. Why can't we rely solely on government funding for health financing? The cost of healthcare. The cost of healthcare is constantly increasing, which can make it difficult for governments to keep up with the funding needs of healthcare systems. Healthcare costs increase as the population grows and life expectancy increases, new treatments become available, and consumer expectations rise. Economic downturn. During times of economic downturn, government revenues decline. This can make it difficult for healthcare systems to maintain their current level of government funding. Government funding also has to compete with other government spending priorities, such as defense, education, police and criminal justice, and critical infrastructure. In low-income countries, high levels of local inflation can also reduce the government's ability to secure international supplies of drugs and other health service consumables. Political instability. Political instability can also lead to healthcare funding being cut or redirected to other areas. This can make it difficult for healthcare systems to function properly. Countries in fragile or conflict-affected settings often find themselves reliant on funding from international agencies, governments of other countries, or philanthropic organizations. What are the potential benefits of a mixed system of health financing? Mixed health financing systems, which combine private and public sources of funding, can offer benefits. Increased access to healthcare. This can make healthcare more affordable for people who otherwise might not be able to access it. Increased choice of healthcare providers. Mixed health financing systems can also increase the choice of healthcare providers by allowing people to choose from a range of public and private healthcare providers. This can make healthcare more accessible for people who otherwise might not be able to access it. Improved quality of healthcare. Mixed health financing systems can also improve the quality of healthcare by providing people with a choice of healthcare providers. This can allow people to choose healthcare providers who offer the best quality of care. Increased efficiency. Mixed health financing systems can also increase the efficiency of health systems by allowing some healthcare providers to compete for patients. This can lead to healthcare providers offering more efficient and effective care. What health financing is recommended for integrated care systems? There is no one-size-fits-all answer to this question, and the best health financing system for integrated care will vary depending on the needs of the healthcare system and the population it serves. Whilst a mixed system of health financing which combines private and public sources of funding might maximize revenue to support an integrated care system, the flow of funds through the system needs careful consideration if the goals of population health and integration are to be achieved. Pooling, resource allocation, purchasing strategies, and provider payment mechanisms are all important levers for ensuring that the resources find their way to the right part of the system quickly and efficiently.